Today, we're going rare with Mary Beth.
Nerd soul.
Late LK at one youngster holding it down. This is Rare Air. This is where we talk about stuff that we rarely ever get to talk about. We're rarely asked about. And I don't even know what she's about to talk about. I have no idea. But we're going to see where this conversation goes. Mary Beth.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about... You're going to laugh at me. I'm a huge fan of the Fast and Furious. Like, all car movies that are just, like, action-packed. And, I feel like a badass watch them.
She's come to the right place. That's right. We're talking about Fast and the Furious. Yo, if Vin Diesel, if you're watching this, I got to interview you. And I can't even tell you why, but I got to interview
and
you.
And I got to be present for that.
Yeah, because, the first... Fast and Furious... Man...
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about Fast and Furious?
The fact that it makes me feel like a badass when I watch it, I think. No, I just, like, I love...
Like I'm shifting the car.
Yes. I just wish I could drive a car like that. And, like, it feels like I just release all inhibitions and I just get really into it. Like, I'm leaning in when I watch this stuff.
I wish I could drive a car through one building. Yes. I land it in another building and then drive it through that building and land it on another building.
Right. And I just, like, I would love just any time to just be able to take my car, like, on Sunset and go up that hill and just, like, boom, all the way, like, and, like, fly. I want to be in a flying car.
It's like slow-mo and you're just like.
Yes.
And you're, like, behind the wheels, like, oh,
and my, yeah. My hair is blowing in the air. Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah. Yes. And then you land, like, okay, you know, honestly, you know I love Fast and Furious, guys. All of them. Okay, all right. Tokyo Drift, but all right, Fast and Furious,
yes.
too fast, too furious,
dude. I cried when they were the movie when they were saying goodbye to Paul Walker. I was just
honestly
like,
that made me tear up a little bit. I was because
they're all just sitting there and they're
it
like,
was classy.
You can see the drive.
Yeah, it was classy, and they honestly, I'm gonna give it to Universal because they could have done the whole like. Come to see Paul Walker's last performance or something. And they didn't. You know, they were real. They didn't play on the whole, like, this actor won't be seen again. They didn't do that. They just let it be.
They paid homage to him.
Yeah, they paid homage to him. And it was classy.
Way.
And the theater I was in, it was silent. You knew there was some, like, car guy crying.
No.
But we never said nothing. But I ain't gonna lie. When he took that exit, I was just like, I'm gonna miss you, man.
I was so sad.
I miss you, man.
I know. Yes. And that's the other thing I like about the films is just that their whole crew, like their sense of camaraderie and like
family.
Yes. And they have each other's backs no matter what. Even if they're so mad at each other that they can't even like speak, they still have each other's back. And I think I seek that in life. Like I just wanna have
You want that good like 5 to 6 people that it's like we tight.
Like we're gonna go rob a moving truck
but
with you.
But it's okay because the people that we're robbing are already robbing.
Right, exactly.
So it's like it's almost like we're doing the right thing.
And I got you. If your arm is caught in a wire while you're hanging from a truck, I will jump on that truck and
jump
get
on
you
the truck,
off of it.
Untie your arm even better. Me and you can jump off a bridge.
Yes.
All right. Slow-mo.
That was so much fun.
Like, I don't know. They had to be like, I don't know, 200 feet up. I don't know. That's a lot. Look, and it was just like, sploosh.
Like, I would want to be a stunt person on that film, honestly.
Yo,
if I could be a stunt person, which I probably can't, but.
there is not one Fast and the Furious, except the one that I've already named, that's whack. Like,
I know.
They always come through and entertain.
Yes, they do. And you're like, oh, there's another one coming out. All right. Well, I got to go see it because I love this series. But
yeah.
And then you're like, but I don't know, you know. And then you see it and you're like, amazing.
Yeah.
And then, like,
but now I have to ding as a married man. Hashtag don't tell my wife. Look, Fast and Furious, why you always be doing like that one like booty shot like section of your movie? Because then I got to sit in the theater like this.
Okay, well, I've got 2 words for you, Vin Diesel, and wife beater.
Like, oh yeah, like, Vin Diesel stomped on the ground and made an earthquake. That's it, man, dude. Yo, man, you saw the movie. I'm not making this up.
Honestly, none of them are they're all beautiful. So
yeah, it's like yeah. The Rock, I think headbutted a dude that had a helmet on.
And oh, yes, like, he did.
Look, The Rock is... Also, there is no way Jason Statham should be able to fight The Rock. But, I mean, he is nimble. I mean, the dude's nimble.
No.
You know what? I'm going to have to go home and watch Fast and Furious.
I know. So I'm totally going to do a marathon now.
Now, what am I... Because I have... I'm going to have to either watch like 6 or 7, but I'm going to watch one of them. Is the newer ones. No. The one... When they drug the bank vault down the street.
Oh, yes.
All right. Look, Dodge, you guys have some strong cars.
Yes. Like...
You have strong cars, I will admit.
That.
But they're not that strong.
No.
They drug a bank vault down the street yeah. like it was a rag doll.
Yeah. That's like... What is that? That's like straight up steel, right? Like...
Street hard, I don't know, titanium steel or something.
Steel.
I don't know what banks are made.
And like tons of it. Tons.
Anyone who watches this that makes bank vaults, let us know. It's probably like concrete and steel, and you
right.
mix it up and make a box.
It's got to be at least like 4 tons heavier than the car that was dragging it.
So. No, they literally, and then not only that, scooped it up in like a dump truck.
Yes.
And like, but this is, I know we're saying these crazy things, but this series is amazing. And the series started off with like, dude, almost beat you. It's like, I don't care if it's an inch or a mile. Winning is winning.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. You never had your car. Yo, he was in my face. Now I'm in your face. This movie franchise is classic. You got Tyrese in there. Ludacris in there.
Ooh.
You got old girl from Too Fast and Furious, Suki. Why? They need to bring Suki back.
Where did she go?
I don't know. Suki was cool. Y'all need to bring her back because she had like the anime characters on the side of her. She had like an S2000 or something like that.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot, she died. Han died. Han died twice technically. But now Han died in Fast and Furious and Han died in Star Wars. And don't come at me with that. Force Awakens came out like 3 years ago. Stop. And Han died like 3 movies ago. So stop it. Actually, Han died in 3 movies ago on both series, because you have Rogue One, Episode 8, and now Han Solo. So 3 movies ago, Han Solo died, and 3 movies ago, Han died. And wow, they planned that out.
Serendipity.
Planned it. They planned it.
Yeah.
That was nice. Nice to talk about. That was nice to talk about some Fast and Furious. I love Fast and Furious. You know, I love
Me too.
It. Fast and Furious, Mission Impossible, all those.
I have to say I fell behind on Mission Impossible though. Like I'm
but
excited
you're gonna enjoy the new stuff.
Okay.
Because it's still crazy. Tom Cruise is almost geriatric, but still.
I know. I was like, really, Mission Impossible, and he's playing the lead again.
Yo.
But I hear he does all his own stunts, so he's in shape. You know, like.
Yo, the trailer where he crashes the bike and like rolls on the street, and he gets up like.
I know.
I'm like, no, you're dead.
Right, exactly. I love the imaginary world and how it just extends all reality. Like it just
it's like playing like, with just a little bit.
It's like a cartoon.
But that's
honestly.
Why we love Fast and Furious,
like the Wile E. Coyote,
or you know, Mission Impossible, all those.
Yeah.
Like I mean, look, in Fast and Furious, they were being chased by a submarine.
Which time? Oh, the submarine. Okay.
By a submarine. I think that's where we'll leave. That's where we'll leave this. So, Mary Beth Ebersole, where can they find you online?
You can find my. I'll also give you my project. So go to iThemovie.org right now. I'm funding a project, and it's an awesome project about trauma and healing. If you want to look me up personally, I'm under the handle at Allergy Actress.
Cool. Yeah. And holla at her about Fast and Furious, man. She knows what she's talking about. She knows the movie franchise. She knows what's going on.
I love it.
She knows how to drive.
I literally go sit in that theater by myself to watch it.
Have you ever raced before?
No. Wait. Yes. Once. I didn't drive. I was in the car.
Oh.
It was a Buick Grand. Girl, what was it? Black car from the 80s. I can't remember. Anyway, but it was fun.
Passenger, I guess I'll let it slide. I've been a passenger in racing, and I've also raced myself.
Ooh,
and
what was it like?
It's crazy because you're in the back seat. I was in the back seat and we were going like 115, 120.
Yeah.
And it was us versus this other car. And it was just, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Because you start to get up to speeds where the car, you know how cars have rumbling, like, you know,
yeah,
when you're driving.
Yeah.
You're starting to move so fast that you're not rumbling anymore.
Right.
It's just smooth.
Yes. And it's like you're flying.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. And then I took a car. The fastest I've gone is like 115, 118. That's the fastest I've gone.
Never when I was driving. I think around like 98. It was the fastest.
Okay. That's
but
fast.
When I was in the passenger seat, I think it was like 110.
Ooh.
So I think it was the fastest. That was a little scary. But yeah, it was also kind of cool.
Because when the dotted lines or the broken lines start to look like one line, that's crazy.
Well, and this was in Kansas City on the street of Kansas City.
Wow.
So we're just street racing down 87th Street. And it's like,
you should not street race, guys. It's bad. And you should not outrun the cops either. That's a story for another time.
Yeah.
I'll put y'all up on it. Shouts to Virginia. Got mad love for y'all. But anyway, before we go, guys, watch Fast and the Furious. And don't sleep because it is a great series.
Watch the whole series.
It's crazy, but it is great. Also, when you go back to the first one, Vin Diesel looks like a baby.
They're so young.
He looks so little. Little baby.
Like, I went back and watched the first one, I think about 2 or 3 months ago, and I was just like, wow, I feel really old now.
And then also the guys that were shooting with the Tech Nines or whatever, they should definitely be in jail. They have like a cartel just chilling.
Right.
Y'all should all be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, check out Fast and Furious. It's definitely worth your time. And from us to you, we're saying peace.